From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a former police chief on law enforcement soul-searching after the Ferguson shooting.
But first, the funeral. Thousands of people gathered today at the Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church in St. Louis to mourn the death of Michael Brown, the black teen killed by a white officer in Ferguson earlier this month. The family had asked for a day of silence. People obliged. But Brown's cousin, Ty Pruitt, vowed the protests will start again.
One day we're going to flood the streets with unity, and we're going to talk about freedom, and we're going to talk. And when they look out those windows, the colors that stand in the middle of the street going to be more beautiful than any rainbow they've ever seen. But not today.
President Obama sent three representatives to the services. Also at the church, WBUR's Deborah Becker from the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Deborah, obviously we've been watching some coverage on television. Very difficult day for the family. But thousands there. Tell us what it looks like.
Oh, there are just thousands and thousands of people here. It's very emotional. I think it's been a little bit chaotic as all of these people crammed into this church. But this church here is huge, so it is able to accommodate quite a few people. It's got a big auditorium. It's got overflow rooms. But it's people from everywhere. You've got dignitaries. You've got all kinds of clergy and religious leaders, people from the neighborhood. So it's a real mix of folks here today. And, of course, they have been particularly roused by the speech from Reverend Al Sharpton.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the Reverend Al Sharpton, of course, longtime activist and also MSNBC commentator. Let's hear a little.
Michael Brown does not want to be remembered for a riot. He wants to be remembered as the one that made America deal with how we're going to police in the United States.
Deborah Becker, some of the other things that he said, what is the crowd reacting to?
Well, the crowd really reacted when he said, how do you think we look when young people who are asking to be heard and have concerns and they want us to hear their cry and we put snipers on a roof on them? How do we look to the world for something like that? And he said, you know, this is about justice. And he said, we are not anti-police. He said, but what we do want is a fair investigation, legislation, and ways to deal with this, because he says America has to deal with this policing issue. And that's what he says Michael Brown's death should represent.
Well, meanwhile, as you mentioned it, we know that there have been increasing numbers of people coming out in support of Officer Darren Wilson, who shot Michael Brown.
That's right. And actually, the Reverend Al Sharpton mentioned that today. And he said they certainly have a right to do that. They have a right. But he says, he asked this question and said, why is the world calling them supporters and saying that the folks who are supporting Michael Brown's family are dividing the country? And after he said that, everyone stood up in the overflow room where I am at the funeral, and applause just erupted.
We should say we have noted that ourselves today, that most media has been calling the crowds gathered in support of holding placards in support of Darren Wilson are called supporters. But those who felt they came out to support Michael Brown were called protesters. But, you know, we heard his cousin say that there will be more protests. What's the sense of what happens from here on out?
Well, I think that several of the speakers here today, Robin, really asked folks not to take to the streets again and not to continue the protests, and certainly not to get engaged in anything violent. And I will say that since I've been in Ferguson, it seemed to have calmed down. The crowds are fewer, and I think that it has calmed down, and there are a lot of conversations about what is the most constructive thing to do from here to try to affect change. If they believe that there really is a problem and it needs to be addressed, demonstrations are not the way to do it. I think folks agree with that. But it's so raw here that I wouldn't be surprised if people did take to the streets again.
WBUR's Deborah Becker in Ferguson, Missouri, and St. Louis. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you.